And now it's time to play Good Thing, Bad Thing. Because every story has a flip side. The scientists behind the 30-meter telescope have some lofty goals. See some of the oldest objects in the universe, take a closer look at exoplanets, maybe even help us find evidence of life. But it has been complicated getting the telescope built. They lost their building permit at Hawaii's Mauna Kea mountaintop in 2015 after a native Hawaiian sued. Mauna Kea, it turns out, is one of the most sacred spots in the Hawaiian archipelago. The good news, the 30-meter telescope team has a backup site on the Canary Islands in Spain. But as you'll soon hear, switching sites, well, it would not come without costs. Michael Wall, senior writer for Space.com, is with us. He's based in San Francisco. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to hear that there's another site for the telescope. Now we can be sure the telescope will be built?
Yeah. I mean, it certainly looks that way. They would still like to build it in, like, Hawaii, if at all possible. That's the main site, but now they do have a backup site, so they, like, do have a path forward if Hawaii doesn't work out.
So that's the good news, then.
Yes. But there is bad news, and that's that the Canary Islands site, which is the backup site they've decided on, is considerably lower in elevation. It's about 6,000 feet lower, actually, which means that if you build the telescope there, it has to peer up through a lot more atmosphere, and that makes it a lot harder to actually see into space.
Oh, that is not a good thing. It's not a good thing, because you want to go to as high as possible without the atmosphere.
Right. And they could take mitigating moves to actually kind of get over that, but they would require putting some more adaptive optics on the Canary Islands scope, which basically means they would have to add a little bit more gear to kind of correct for the sort of blurring effects of that much more atmosphere. And it's still possible that won't still be able to totally counteract the atmospheric effects. So, there's a reason why the Hawaii site was a scientifically preferred site in the first place. And so they would still hope to build it there.
Well, aren't there any other sites out there that could be just as good as Mauna Kea? Maybe in Chile, isn't there a telescope already in Chile? Maybe piggyback on that?
Yeah, there are a lot of telescopes being built down there. You know, that's a great site. It's really high up and it's got really, really dry air. But they actually want to build this one in the Northern Hemisphere because there are already two giant telescopes that are going to be sort of similar. That are already going up down in the Chilean Andes. So what they'd really like is to have one in the Northern Hemisphere, which will be able to see different parts of the sky and, like, therefore different objects, and also kind of, like, link up with a bunch of other Northern Hemisphere telescopes so that they can perform similar studies on similar parts of the sky. They don't want to put all of the giant megascopes on Earth, like the same little patch of Southern Hemisphere, to look at the same part of the sky. So yeah, that's kind of part of the reason why they chose Hawaii in the first place, was to give us better coverage for these giant scopes.
Why not just upgrade Mount Palomar out there in California? You know?
Yeah, well, that's got pros and cons too. We could talk about that, but, you know, it's close to some bigger cities. It's not quite so high up. You got some California smog coming into play there too.
Yeah, well, it's a wonderful telescope. It has been an icon for decades. But let's get back to the ending of this. How much longer will it take to know whether the 30-meter telescope and where we'll end up?
Well, that's sort of the thing, is it's still up in the air, sort of. I mean, like, we're expecting to hear, like, a new ruling about whether construction can actually go forward in the next, I don't know, a couple months or so. But like, nobody really knows, and, like, nobody knows if there will be a challenge after that can't. Like, after that judgment is handed down. So, yeah, we're still waiting. They would ideally like to start construction by spring of 2018. So, I mean, something's probably going to happen within the next, I don't know, 7-8 months where we get something wrapped up and there's a final decision made. But, yeah, we don't really know, like, when that's going to happen exactly or what that decision is going to be. So we just have to wait and see.
All right, we'll have you back when they make that decision, Michael. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Sure, thank you.
Michael Wall, senior writer for Space.com, based in San Francisco.